Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Beamish and Finley presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. If you miss any of our interview with D'Angelo Hall, get on that Odyssey app and hit rewind or listen to the podcast when it drops. Right now, time to talk a little hoops. Go to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington. Chase, how do you do, bud?
Doing good, man. Thanks for being patient and working around my daughter's nap.
Dude, listen, I'm a girl dad. B's a girl dad. We get it. No problem, man. Thank you for making time for us.
I think I forgot about the naps already, though.
you're closer to watching a grandkid nap.
My 19-year-old takes naps all damn day. Well, oh, hell, she's 20 now.
That's a little bit different, I think. I can't wait for B. Mitch to have his first grandchild and me be able to call him grandpa. Those are going to be just great, great days. Chase, I bet you were up pretty late. You might need a nap. I bet you were working all night. The 10th pick in the draft doesn't really get me too juiced up. The Wiz have terrible lottery luck. They didn't move up. What did you make of the way everything shook out last night?
Yeah, they do have a tough history in the lottery, and sometimes they've moved down. At least that didn't happen this time. They stayed right where they were, which was the most likely pick. It was like a 66% chance of them staying at 10th, and that's what ended up happening. And you know, obviously a bit disappointing because if you got anywhere in that top four, you would have had a shot at one of the top prospects in this draft. There's kind of a 4 to 5 player top tier. But I think picking 10th, there's still going to be plenty of value on the board, and it actually might put them in range of point guards that could go in the lottery. And that's their biggest positional need. So maybe now they could justify taking a guy like Ty Washington of Kentucky or Dyson Daniels of G League Ignite. So I think they're in a fine spot. It's just up to them to pick the right guy and develop them properly.
So if you gave us a couple names there. If you can, give us the backgrounds. I know you did a mock draft already of who you think they're going to land at 10. Give us kind of like the prospects you expect to be around there and a little breakdown on their game.
Yeah, so I think it's a pretty wide range of possibilities. It's pretty unpredictable in that range. You know, 2 years ago, no one thought that Denny Avdija would be there at 9, for instance. A lot of people thought he'd be a top 3 pick. But right now, if I were to give you like 4 or 5 names, I think I'd start with the point guards. Ty Washington of Kentucky played 1 year there, and he's not much of a shooter, but he's a pass-first guy. He's got some potential on the defensive end. He's about 6'3", 6'4". And Kentucky just has an interesting history of guards who haven't impressed all that much in college but have become much better pros. And a lot of guys have been picked in that range, like Tyler Hero right now for the Miami Heat is an example. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Devin Booker, you know, who plays for the Suns. So I think there's some intrigue there. Dyson Daniels played in the G League last year. He's much bigger. He's 6'6", 6'7". Also not much of a shooter, more of a pass-first guy and a rebounder, but is known for his defense. So I think he's interesting in that regard because
we need to draft
really
him.
Need defense. Yeah, I know.
Defense would be a good idea.
He's only 18. He turns 19, I think, in a few weeks. So it'd be kind of a long-term play, but maybe one worth taking. Other guys to watch, I think Benedict Mathurin of Arizona.
I like
is
him.
Really interesting.
That guy's a pogo stick.
Exactly. He's super athletic, 6'6", also has a smooth jumper from the outside and plays with a lot of passion and plays with a lot of toughness. And I think the Wizards could use more of that. And another guy who's kind of similar to that is Tari Eason of LSU. He's bigger. He's about 6'8", plays with a lot of physicality defensively. He also averaged about 17 points a game last year. He's really, really athletic around the rim. So I think it's probably going to be either a point guard or an athletic wing that they'll go with. I don't think they're drafting a big man.
Are there any international players from countries they don't currently have a player on the roster? Because we know that's what they'll do to potentially just sell more jerseys in that country.
Well, Daniels and Mathurin, I believe they're both from Canada. So technically that would check off a box that I don't All think right. they currently have someone from Canada. But, yeah, it's actually an unusual draft. I was talking on the radio this morning about how there aren't very many international guys projected to go high. Not many G Leaguers either. I mean, considering that last year we saw Jalen Green go second overall to the Rockets after playing for G League Ignite. So it's actually kind of an unusual year in this era where there's not a whole lot of international guys. So you might have to settle for Canada.
Well, hey, what? I mean, you are very close to this team. And I see rookies get drafted and they instantly get involved with the offense and things like nature. It's never like they have to wait. Is it anybody they could draft at 10 that's going to be immediately involved and being an impact next year?
I think definitely. I mean, the point guards, I don't know if they would start right away, but there's such a hole on the roster at that position that I think those guys would be, at worst, the second point guard on the roster and maybe start by season's end, depending on what type of veteran they brought in to be in the starting lineup. I think Tari Eason or Benedict Mathurin would find minutes right away. I mean, Mathurin can play the two, and they don't really have too much help behind Bradley Beal. And Eason, if he's the defender that people think he's going to be, then maybe he could have a similar impact to like a Herbert Jones in New Orleans this year, who was a second-round pick and ended up being a big part of their postseason run. So I definitely think that they can find someone who's plug-and-play. You know, Johnny Davis of Wisconsin, Keegan Murray of Iowa, those are guys that are a little bit older, a little bit more experienced. If they were to fall, then maybe the Wizards could take them and plug them right into the rotation. So I definitely think so. It's partly because there's good players that are probably going to be available and because the Wizards don't have the deepest roster. I mean, last year they didn't think Kispert was going to play, and then he ended up starting a lot of games. And the year before, they didn't think Denny Avdija was going to play a ton. He was kind of a project, and he was starting on opening night.
Talking with our friend Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington. You can follow him on Twitter at Chase Hughes NBCS. Dude, I heard this. Three drafted players in the last 20 years for the Wizards that have gotten second contracts with the team. John Wall, Otto Porter, Brad Beal. How the hell are we supposed to believe in the draft anyway?
I mean, it's an amazing stat. I saw that too. And I think it goes back even further than that, further than 20 years. The Wizards have hit on some top draft picks, but they haven't hit to a significant degree on anyone outside of the top three. I think they found some pretty good players in Rui Hachimura and Denny Avdija and Corey Kispert. And Rui, by the way, is eligible for an extension this summer and has only 1 year left on his contract. So maybe that will change that trend.
But, am I crazy? You tell me those players, and I recognize that those are good players. I think those players would be really good coming off the bench to provide some scoring for a contending team. I don't think any of those players are going to get the Wizards to the sixth seed?
No, I mean, it's a fair point. I think they've hit a bunch of singles, maybe some doubles, but they haven't hit a home run yet. And you kind of need to build a contender. Like, even the teams that luck into a top draft pick or make, you know, a terrific pick in the top five, all these teams that are left in the playoffs and a lot of them that have gone on deep runs have made home run picks late in the first round or in the second round. Like, you know, we'll see the Warriors and the Mavericks tonight. The Warriors picked Jordan Poole, the 28th overall. He looks like a future star. He's 22 years old, and that's been the story of their run, right? I mean, Klay Thompson was the 11th pick. Draymond Green was the second-round pick. Steph Curry, I think, was 7th overall. So the best teams, they don't, like, wait around for the lottery and hope they get the first and second pick, and that's going to guarantee them contention. No, they find value in many different ways. Like the Heat, for instance, they've got undrafted players in their rotation like Duncan Robinson and Max Strus and Gabe Vincent. They've got Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, two guys who I think are going to make all-star teams. They picked them both 13th overall. So the Wizards, no matter where they're picking, they're going to have to you know, improve their standing as a team that can find value outside of the top three, no question.
I've said this before, and I like what Shep did last year, and I know he's well-liked. I don't know him. But you got Pat Riley running the show in Miami, and Alonzo Mourning's the number two that's in charge of he's in charge of player development. What do the Heat do incredibly well? They develop players. Somebody get Alonzo
team,
in
that
charge.
Team has a lot of players that you look at and you go, oh, and then they play their tails.
Bam!
They all play defense.
Where did Adebayo? Like, I mean, these guys, they develop talent in Miami. Please, get me Alonzo Mourning in charge of everything. I did want to ask you about some good basketball. Who do you like? And now I know the Heat won last night, but I think the Celtics were just gassed. Who do you like in the Miami-Boston series, and who do you like tonight in the series that starts tonight, Golden State and Dallas?
I'm going to go with the Celtics, even though they lost game one. I think part of why they lost game one is because Al Horford and Marcus Smart were out. Those are two very valuable players. Marcus Smart was the defensive player of the year this season. And I think Jason Tatum, over the course of that series, is going to emerge as the best player on the floor. And it'll go the distance, but they'll win just like they did against Brooklyn and Milwaukee, which were two terrific opponents for them to knock out early in the playoffs. So I'm going with Boston. And I'll pick the Warriors. They're heavy favorites in terms of betting odds. And, you know, we're talking about a team that the last time they were healthy as constituted, you know, before Kevin Durant even showed up, they were a team that set the record for regular season wins and went to the finals and, you know, won the championship the year before. So Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, now with the depth that they have and Jordan Poole, I mean, that's a proven commodity. And I think now that they're healthy, that's going to be a tough team to stop. But I think Dallas could give them a run for their money. I mean, I didn't think that they were going to knock off the Suns, who won 64 games in the regular season. And the way that they did it in Game 7, I can't bet against them to a great degree. But I'm going with Warriors to win it all over the Celtics in the finals.
What is it about Jimmy Butler that makes him play the way he plays? Because, you know, I'm watching this little TV show the other day, and they said, I don't have a lot of stars on that team. He like the best player on the court to me last night.
I think it's a commitment to winning and a commitment to playing the right way. He's a two-way player and someone who is not – he can play within a system and he can give you – he can set the tone on the defensive end. I think that's a really important part of the equation. He's defense first, and he's a terrific offensive player. We saw him score, 41 points last night? A lot of that was at the free throw line. I think he went 17 of 18 at the line. But setting the tone defensively, I think that rubs off on everyone else, and it just – It's the perfect way to kind of lead your team. I think you want to. I think there's a reason why you see players like that end up having a lot of success in the playoffs. Kawhi Leonard's another one because they sacrifice themselves on the defensive end, and no one in that locker room is looking at that guy and thinking, "Oh, wow, he's just out here to score points." No, he's out here to win.
Out here to win. That's what Chase Hughes does. Thank you for the time, man. Everybody,
all right,
give
Chase.
Him a follow at Chase Hughes NBCS. Good luck with that baby napping.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother.
All right. That's our friend Chase Hughes. Make sure you follow him on social media. Don't go anywhere. It's time for us to pick some bets. And Grant and Danny coming on next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.